With violence continuing throughout most areas of Iraq, extensive efforts are being made to smooth the transition from U.S. control of the country. Last Thursday, more than 150 officers in the new Iraqi army graduated from a six-week training course at a base outside of Amman, Jordan. The training was provided by Jordanian and Western military officers, including Americans. The graduates will soon be giving orders to thousands of enlisted Iraqi soldiers in their home country, although those orders will still emanate from the U.S.-led occupation forces. These new Iraqi officers say they're ready to die for their country. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Amman, they seem to understand their mission in only the most general terms.
The auditorium had the atmosphere of a high school graduation ceremony, complete with a band that audience members said could have used a bit more training itself. The newly trained officers, the equivalent of majors and lieutenant colonels in the American Army, are part of an accelerated training program intended to supplement the basic training for enlisted men going on now inside Iraq. Military spokesman Pepper Bryars doesn't like to call it a rush project. He says it's a comparable training regime to that of many Western armies. He says there's one aspect of a professional volunteer army that the Iraqis are embracing, a chance to be in a military not run by Saddam Hussein.
Well, the officers that I've spoken to are thrilled to have the opportunity to be in a professional army, one that they know they can advance in rank through their own merit rather than connections or political affiliations. They're most thrilled by that. And we are on track to have about a 30,000-strong Iraqi army this fall.
That ambitious schedule means a greatly accelerated training regimen, which Bryars says is now possible because these Iraqi officers will become trainers themselves, enabling the graduation of thousands of soldiers at a time instead of hundreds. The Iraqis sat quietly through a few speeches. One of their classmates vowed that this army would never serve another dictator, and a representative of the nascent Iraqi Ministry of Defense said civilian rule and democratic values will be the order of the day from now on. Then, one by one, they marched, their green camouflaged arms swinging high above their shoulders as they cross the stage and receive their certificates of graduation. They're in the Army now. Afterwards, one of the graduates, Brigadier Mohammed Bakr Youssef, said most of the men in this class were members of the old Iraqi Army, and he didn't notice a dramatic difference between this training and the Iraqi training. When asked what he'll be doing in Iraq, he seemed to understand that he'll be in a position of relative authority, but couldn't shed much light on what he'll be doing once he gets home. Honestly, in this case, he said, I'm not the person in charge who could be able to answer that question. Maybe there's someone else who can tell you, but I've just finished the course. I can't judge the situation. Another officer, Khaled Abdul Satter, is equally unclear about exactly how he will implement his training, but he has fully grasped the danger that awaits him in the form of Iraqi and foreign insurgents who have been killing civilians, police, and soldiers on an almost daily basis. But this is our country, he says. If we don't serve it, it will just remain broken. That's the only priority. It doesn't matter if I fall or another soldier falls. What matters is that those who come after us, the next generation, will have their chance to live a happy life and get rid of the old life, which caused us to suffer in many ways. Iraqi Governing Council member Iyad Alawi was on hand for the ceremony. He said the training efforts in Jordan, soon perhaps to be supplemented by similar programs with Egypt and the United Arab Emirates, are welcome. But he says given the realities on the ground in Iraq at present, it's obvious that American troops will be in Iraq for some time to come. He can't say when the Americans will leave.
Well, I really don't know. This will all depend on how fast the army and the police will be reconstituted in Iraq. Yeah, I see an ongoing presence. Now the size of this presence and what kind, this is going to be discussed as we proceed and as we progress into sovereignty.
Jordanian analyst Labib Kamhawi says he supports training the new Iraqi army in Arab countries, but he says as far as the time crunch, the Americans have only themselves to blame.
This is the fault of the Americans because they started by dissolving the existing police force and army. Nobody does this. I mean, nobody in his own frame of mind would do it. This is an invitation for chaos, total anarchy. You know, it is crisis management. You are managing and trying to reduce your losses, not making profits.
Hours after their graduation, the newly minted officers began the long drive back to Iraq, where, if all goes well, they'll be part of an effort to control and secure their fractious homeland, with an army one-tenth the size of Saddam's. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Amman.